In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that if we are going to boast, we should boast in the Lord, because, he says, he is not approved who commends himself, but whom the Lord commends. So we have to think about that in a couple of different ways. First of all, we tend to do a lot of boasting. Look at what I did. Look at what I accomplished. I did this. I did that. Just me, 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 me. I. That's become a huge problem in our society, and I suppose it has been throughout human history. Some of it even you'll see right in the sacred scripture. Like, for instance, when the apostles would heal somebody. Just as I just said, when the apostles healed somebody, the apostles didn't heal anybody. Jesus did. He worked through the apostles, and so the natural thing is to give the credit to the apostle. But the apostles would be the first one to tell you it wasn't them. In fact, remember, Peter stood before the Sanhedrin, said, if we have to explain today how this man was healed, you need to know he was healed in the name of Jesus. He said, it's not by any kind of power or authority of our own that we did this. It's the Lord. Then we look a little further and we say, remember that our Lord told us that without me, you can do nothing. So he didn't say, when you're not able to do something, let me know and I'll help you. He said, you can do nothing without me. So we look at it those kinds of ways and we ask ourselves, do we give the credit to our Lord for the things that we're able to do? Now again, some of the things we're able to do by our own natural ability. There are some people who by nature are extremely intelligent, for instance. They didn't come upon that intelligence by themselves. They were born that way. And yet at the same time, that's a gift from God. There are other people who might be naturally athletic or naturally musical or naturally whatever. You can fill in the blank and say, where do I fit in this? That's a gift from the Lord. And while we can marvel at somebody who can sing beautifully or play an instrument beautifully or whatever it may be, then the credit needs to go to God. The glory needs to go to Him. But that's not the way we usually think. And where this becomes extremely important is the next point that St. Paul makes about the Lord commending us. Just look forward and say, all right, on the day of judgment, I'm going to be standing before Jesus. And what am I going to say? I did this, and I did that, and I was so smart, and I could play this musical instrument better than anybody, and I. And how's Jesus going to answer? Well done, good and faithful servant. You're the best. You're the greatest. There's nobody that's been better than you. Yeah, I kind of have my doubts. We're not going to commend ourselves. On the day of judgment, we are going to be dependent on the mercy of God, not on our own merits. And so we have to look to Him. Now, it's with that in mind, then, that we can ask the next question. If you think about your life, think about all of the gifts that have been given. You have your spouse, you have your children, you have your friends, you have all your talents, all your abilities, all the different things. What would you look at in your life and say, this is the most important of all? Just think about that for a minute. For most people, they'd probably say it's their children. Perhaps your spouse. How about Jesus? Where does he fit into the equation? Number one, he's the one who gave you all of those gifts, but he is the gift. He is the greatest gift. And again, if we don't recognize that, then number one, we're stuck looking only at the natural level rather than at the spiritual and supernatural level. And number two, we are caught up in the gifts but not in the giver. Do we give glory to God for the gifts that He has given us? So whatever gifts those may be, the very greatest ones, the people in your life, or the smaller ones, your talents and abilities, or the ones we never think of as being gifts, like the suffering and the cross that God gives to us. Do we glory in the Lord, or do we glory in the things of the Lord? Do we forget the giver and glory in the gifts? Do we act as though any of these things are our own? Remember, it was St. Paul who said, name anything that you have that you didn't receive. And if you received it, why are you boasting of it as though it was your own? Kind of puts it into context for us, doesn't it? But isn't that what we do? And if somebody gave you whatever, a painting by some famous artist, what do? We turn around and boast about the fact that we got this painting. I've got a Rembrandt hanging in my living room. Like, yeah, you do, that's nice. You didn't do it. It was given to you, or even if you're a millionaire and you could buy the thing, so what? Why are we boasting of it? You see, we boast of all kinds of stupid things, and we boast of some really good things. But we tend to boast about ourselves, or about our children, or about our family, or whatever it might be. St. Paul turns this all on its head, tells us to look to the one from whom it all comes. If we're going to boast, boast not in ourselves, not in the things on the natural level. Boast in the Lord. And look forward to the day of judgment. Because you can ask yourself at this point, if you were to stand before God today, would He boast in you? Would He commend you? Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it? That's what we have to be focused on. Everything down here is going to go away. But every good gift, every perfect gift, St. James says, comes from heaven, from the Lord. So if we recognize the giver of the gift, not just the gift itself, and we rejoice not so much in the gift, but in the giver, that's where we can have our focus correct. And rather than boasting in ourselves, we will boast in the Lord.